Well, this Saturday, there's an opportunity to break a world record and more. I don't know. I'm thinking maybe to eat bundt cake might be the way that I would want to get involved. Let's talk about this. Consumers Credit Union Nothing Bundt Cakes Walk. Well, let's talk about how it's happening. First of all, Lynn Jarman Johnson, UCMO with Consumers Credit Union. Rockstar you are. Good morning, Lynn.
Oh, Shelley, it's so good to see you today.
You are here as well. One with the bundt cakes. That's you, Scott Vogel, owner.
Yep, awesome to be here.
Yeah, how many bundt cakes have you had in your life?
I've lost count. I'm out of fingers.
But you still have a taste, a daily taste?
Absolutely. I say it's quality control.
It's great. Rockstar Bridget Clark Whitney, Executive Director, Kids Food Basket. I have you down as the spokesperson. Well, you know, that too, right?
Wow, what an honor. Yeah.
We had fun at Athena, didn't we?
We sure did have fun at Athena. I liked our selfie from the stage with 600 of our best friends.
That's good. Every year, let's plan that. Guys, thank you for the partnerships that you bring into the studio to talk about a pretty cool event this Saturday. Take it away, Lynn.
Well, thank you so much, Shelley. You know, imagine sitting at lunch and you're just relaxing and you're with your
relaxing
business.
At lunch? Okay.
Well, you do that very well, power lunch person. So I'm at lunch with Scott, and Scott with Nothing Bundt Cakes is a wonderful business partner with Consumers Credit Union. And we were just brainstorming. We're talking about, you know, what are ways that we can connect together and then help the community. And it just so happened that we both were chatting about the fact that we really support Kids Food Basket. And out of the blue popped the idea of, well, why don't we have the world's largest cake walk right here in Grand Rapids? I'm like, why not? And so, you know, as they say, it just got bigger and bigger. And here it comes this Saturday at Calder Plaza during Art Prize. Amazing.
Amazing. Yes, we'll get into the details, wanting to break the Guinness World Record. So you said yes to the request there, Scott?
Absolutely. What was great is sitting there at lunch, you could see Lynn's wheels turning immediately and the excitement building. And Consumers Credit Union is your atypical bank. They partner with you locally. And so I like to say it's a partnership and friendship. So when we talked about, you know, the passion for the Kids Food Basket, obviously some passion for cake, and then also contributing back to the community, it was a natural. And then just we were off and running. And you could just see Lynn just saying, all right, we're going to do this. And so it's been incredible working with both the Consumers Group and also the Kids Food Basket to bring this all together.
Bridget Clark Whitney, yet another opportunity to bring Kids Food Basket into the game. Talk to me about your basket and what this means for you.
That's awesome. I love that. Well, you know what? Like, this is such a cool opportunity and something that's really unique. We have a saying at Kids Food Basket, there's nothing fun about childhood hunger, but changing the world can be fun, right? It absolutely can be. And changing the world can feel good, and changing the world is for everybody. And that's what this Saturday is. So we're super grateful to be partnering with our friends and supporters and our amazing volunteers, both from Consumers and from Nothing Bundt Cakes, who've just been so supportive of Kids Food Basket. You know, we have 16 schools on our waiting list for services. Mm-hmm. So any kind of a program or an event like this helps us to be able to reach those numbers. We got a phone call just today, in fact, right? Like this morning, we got a phone call from a school that's really large that needs our services. We just don't have the capacity to be able to serve them right now. So this kind of event is what we need to be able to take us to the children who need healthy, good nutrition each and every day to succeed, both in school and in life.
That is the purpose of Kids Food Basket.
That's right. That's what we do and why we do it. We're all about healthy nutrition for every child in our entire community, because we know that when kids are well nourished, they have better test scores, they have higher academic achievement, they have less sicknesses, less truancy in the classroom, and less behavioral issues when they have healthy, nourishing food every day.
Thank you for that. And Scott, you did bring a bundt cake in the house. Remind me what this niche is for you and yours.
Well, I mean, as the name says it, Nothing Bundt Cakes. All we do is bundt cakes. I like to say we do one thing and one thing incredibly well. We do all the baking, frosting on site, and everything is done by hand, no automation, by an incredibly talented crew of 18 to 20 people, depending on the day. So my wife and I are just really excited to have, you know, to be able to bring Nothing Bundt Cakes to Grand Rapids, but also to partner with other organizations to try to contribute back to the great city. And so that's what's fun for us. And so as part of this, you know, cakewalk is that everyone is a winner. Everyone gets a cake, right? So it's one of those events that it's absolutely free. And no matter, it's just a win-win-win. No matter how you cut it, you're going to have a great time. You could win prizes. You're helping us raise money for an incredible organization. And I think I mentioned you get a free cake. Yeah. So it's kind of hard not to pass that up.
I like the fact that you said, no matter how I cut it, that cake.
Oh yeah,
that was unintentional, but it all worked out.
Well, media trained. Hey, Lynn, let's cut to the chase regarding where we need to be again on Saturday and how this does work.
Okay, so if you remember being young, or even elementary schools today do cakewalks. So think of it like musical chairs, except you don't fall. So we have these awesome partners. We have Carpet Squares from America's Flooring. We have Hackney Grover, who's a law firm. All of these organizations that have donated so that we have these squares. They're carpet squares. And every person who registers gets a number. So then here's the big fun. We got Low Key the DJ coming on Calder Plaza.
That's right.
Get there by 9:30, 9:45. And I'm going to tell you how to register in a second. But listen to this.
Yes.
The music starts. And you walk on these squares with your best friends in Grand Rapids during Art Prize of all things. And the music stops. And you get to pick a winner. It's that easy, that simple. So to register to walk, we need 280 walkers in the cakewalk to break the world record. We have official spotters so that this will be sanctioned.
Mm-hmm.
And the coolest part is all you need to go is consumers with an S, consumerscu.org/cakewalk, and just sign yourself up and register, and we are going to break that world record right here in Grand Rapids.
I'll be ready for cake after that walk. Raising $5,000, this provides sack suppers to how many kids through Kids Food Basket?
Well, $5,000 means 5,000 healthy, nourishing meals. $1 per sack supper. We're serving in here, West Michigan, 7,500 children each and every weekday. So it's almost a full day of sack suppers that this would provide. A full day, 5,000 times, that kids don't have to worry or stress about where they're going to get their next meal.
Yes. Raising the money, how are the dollars raised? Sponsors? And
yes, what we've done is sponsored. The event itself is free, so anyone can come on down and get your own little square to walk around the really cool design that we're going to make on Saturday morning. But what we have done is ask for volunteers through sponsorship and fundraising. We also, of course, that day, if anybody wants to really feel the need to donate that day, please do. But here's the cool part. We also will reach out to everybody who participates and ask, do you want to volunteer? Do you want to be one of those individuals that helps make those sack suppers? Because they make such a difference mm-hmm. for families in our community. And we really want that just as much as we do money.
It's time, talents, and treasure. Scott Vogel, what are your final words? I obviously, you're going to get us hooked on this bundt cake.
Well, I think as I shared before, everyone who comes down is going to get a cake. Everyone's going to have a great time. I think it's one of those things that it's rare that you can do something that you're just going to have fun. You have the opportunity to win prizes. At the end of the day, you should feel good about you're doing something for an incredible organization. You're going to be downtown on a beautiful day. You're going to be around art. So this is the time to come and join us here at Calder Plaza and learn a little bit more about Kids Food Basket if you don't know a lot about them, or if you know a lot about them, continue to support them and help us beat a world record. And then you get bragging rights, right?
Yeah. Right.
You tell all your friends, I broke a world record.
That's right.
And we do say, don't forget, everyone gets a cake, but there are prizes. There are over $2,000 in cash and prizes that will be given away in the morning on Saturday. And Consumers Credit Union, Nothing Bundt Cakes, Kids Food Basket, we just really want you there to have some fun, learn a lot, but truly just give to this community that has given so much to us.
How fun. Your final word, Bridget Clark-Whitney, on behalf of Kids Food Basket.
Well, you know, there's nothing simple about childhood hunger, but feeding a child is simple, right? There's nothing simple about poverty. It's very, very complex, but feeding kids is simple. And this is a simple way to make a big, big impact. So we just are so grateful to consumers and to Nothing Bundt Cakes and all of our supporters and donors and advocates and champions out there who really want to make sure that every child in our community is cared for.
Consumers Credit Union, Nothing But Cakes Walk, Saturday morning, Calder Plaza. Thanks to you. Of course, Scott, Lynn, and Bridget. And Scott, what is this? What is the cake that you brought in here?
We brought our Halloween deco here, but we thought we'd have a little bit of fun.
Okay. Thanks, guys. We'll see you Saturday.